Dylan, thanks so much for the time here. Hey, how are you guys able to get the job done against Oneonta here and open up Suniak play with a nice sweep?
Well, thank you for having me, Nick. Going into this first conference weekend, I got to say the team is more than confident to play their best and to their fullest this weekend. And, you know, I don't think the record really shows how good we are and how much we're ready to dominate the season. And I think this weekend going for the sweep and have one mercy rule game shows everybody that we're ready to show business here.
How much confidence does this give you guys as we head to the real, you know, meat and potatoes or the thick of the conference schedule?
You know, before the season started, we all took a good long look at what the first half of the season was going to bring us facing all these nationally ranked opponents. And we knew that we were going to get pounded a few games, but really just preparing ourselves to dominate in our own conference. And the whole time playing, you know, Chapman, Laverne, teams we played in North Carolina, you know, we're just getting prepared to come back home and dominate our home state. And this weekend, we just, you know, starting to put the puzzle pieces back together. And I think there's only so much more to come, too.
You know, coming into this recent series here, you guys obviously returned from California and ended the trip taking 2 out of 3 from Chapman. What translated over from that series into this one to rack up some more wins?
So in the first two games, the two games that we took against Chapman, we really saw what the formula is going to be to win, you know, especially with our pitching staff. I'm sure you saw the first two games, we only threw 2 pitchers each game. And
yeah,
I think that really gave a bunch of confidence to our bullpen and our starters as well. And, gave us a real game plan going forward for when we have these 3-game sets going, you know, each weekend here in conference play.
We're with Dylan McKenzie here on BTL, third baseman for the SUNY Cortland baseball team. What do you think has improved the most from the beginning of the year to where we are now?
You know, at the beginning of the year, to go back a little bit farther, last season, our infield consisted of 3 grad students going from first base, second baseman, and shortstop. Mm-hmm. And coming into the season, the real question was who was going to fill those roles. And, you know, I think at the beginning, everybody's nerves were high, everybody was jittery, everybody was trying to fill those positions. And after playing 10 to 15 games coming back home, we've really started to get a feeling of who can handle the pressure. And now I'm just excited to see those guys take off running. And I'm really excited to see the new players play. That's been the true progression as a team so far. Is at the beginning, we were a little jittery, you know, new guys trying to find their spot in this lineup. And now they're gaining a bit of confidence and, you know, some momentum going for him.
Well, you've hit the ball so well to start the season. You got a .349 average, which leads the team. You're tied for the team lead in ribbies. What has gone right for you specifically at the plate?
I think really just trusting the process and trusting that, you know, I'm a senior now. I've played this game for so long, my whole life, and you know, to start off the college career, I was trying to do everything so perfect. And now trusting my teammates, trusting my coaching staff, and trusting that I've put in the correct amount of time to succeed. I feel like that's really been what's letting me produce the way that I am right now.
You know, you've found your groove, it seems like, in the upper part of the order, sometimes usually batting in that cleanup spot, in that number 4 spot. How much pride do you take in batting in such an important spot in the order and in the lineup?
I take so much pride in. I know that my team is trusting me to be there to score runs for us. And I also know that it's terrifying for any pitcher on any team to face the 3-4-5 hitter. And looking at who we have, you know, Matt Bruno, myself, JJ, Mitchell Kelly, sometimes Adam. I mean, we're truly a force to reckon with. And knowing that somebody is trying their hardest to beat myself and my team, and you know, understanding that we are going to be the best, that just makes me so much more confident. I know it makes the other guys so much more confident too. And I love competing in that atmosphere.
You know, you mentioned Matt's name. You mentioned some of the other guys too. You know, I think of somebody like Chris, who's doing really well this season, especially when it comes to getting on base. Like, how big of a part have they played in this season's success? Like, going off that a little bit more, like, what has made those guys so dynamite at the plate, so patient and so powerful and so good?
You know, it's crazy, especially with, you know, Chris Benacci, as he's been, you know, pretty much a four-season starter, going off of starting in the NCAA playoffs as he did his freshman year. When Chris gets on, or, you know, whoever's in the starting part of our lineup, the first 1-2-3 hitters, it brings so much energy because we have so much trust and faith in them. And to see them just smash the ball or get walks or, you know, hit by pitches and just taking it for the team, I think the lineup just, we all try to build off of that. And, you know, the whole basics of batting practice is, you know, you get them on, you move them over, and you get them in. That's, you know, the step-by-step process. And I think, you know, even still now, I'm sure you can tell by the game one and game three this weekend, we're still not quite at where we want to be, but, man, we're getting better. And I love seeing it.
Dylan McKenzie's with us here on BTL, third baseman for the SUNY Cortland baseball team, who's really turned things up as of late over the last week and a half or so. Now 9-8-1 on the season. You know, this is the time of the year where everything is so dicey weather-wise. I'm sure there are times you go to the ballpark, all of a sudden the game's not happening. Schedules getting moved here, there, and everywhere, postponements, cancellations, all of that nonsense. How do you guys handle that? Almost the unpredictable nature of whether you're going to be playing baseball games or not.
You know, it's really funny because I'm fairly certain that everybody on the lineup has grown up here in New York and knows New York weather, has played through, you know, high school varsity in this weather. And so we're all very used to it. And I think the way that we overcome it as a team is just, you know, you have a mindset going into a game like this past weekend. We're supposed to play Friday, Saturday, ends up getting pushed back to Monday, Tuesday. It's just having the discipline to keep that same ready mindset for however many days you have to wait. And I know as a team, you're just chomping the bits just to play here in our home state again. And waiting a few days was nothing. So I think we're all used to it. And at this point, we almost welcome it, because we know it puts the other teams at disadvantages.
Well, you're talking about mindset. I'm wondering what the mindset is coming up for this weekend, because you've got a three-game set coming up against Plattsburgh. They've started off conference play well, taking of 2 of 3 from New Paltz. So what is the mindset heading into the weekend to keep this momentum going, especially considering it's in conference play?
You know, we've heard a lot about Plattsburgh offense, their offense this year, and truthfully, I think it just excites us more. I want to face them. I want to see what they have, and I want to bring our best. I want to bring our best to the table too, and I'm excited to see it. And you know, as everyone knows, conference play, anything that can happen, but I think we're more than prepared to face Plattsburgh, and I'm excited to see them on Friday.
We can't wait for it too. Long, long season still ahead for you guys as you get back on track. Dylan, thanks so much for dropping by here. Really appreciate it. Knock on wood, no crazy weather that you guys have to deal with here over the next couple of weeks. Really appreciate the time, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Nick.